My name is Bill Lance. I'm an engineer here at Marketplace, and I've been tracking Bitcoin since August of last year. I believe it was in August of last year, we did a story here. Sally Herships actually covered the Silk Road, and I found this idea fascinating, this idea of a deep web where everything was anonymous, routed through a whole proxy network. And I saw this currency they were using called Bitcoin, and I thought, this, you know, this is how can they possibly be using this digital virtual currency? Why would anybody trust this? Why would anybody believe in this? And I started researching what this Bitcoin thing was all about, and it was fascinating. Mt. Gox, Mt. Gox, I think is up in the air as to how to pronounce it, but it's mtgox.com. It started as a Magic the Gathering trading card site and somehow morphed into the largest Bitcoin exchange. I found the site, I started tracking the prices, and I said, you know, I'd like to put some money into this. So I bought my first Bitcoin with cash. I had sent $20 into the exchange, and I bought a Bitcoin and a half on Halloween for $12. So a miner is a person who runs a program on their computer. I mean, the best way to sum it up would be they're trying to guess a secret password, which is the answer of a block. And if you find the correct answer to the block, you're rewarded. At the time I started watching, it was 50 Bitcoin, which was the original reward. The blockchain has become huge because it has every record of every transaction of every. Right now we're almost at 11 million Bitcoin from 2009 to today. So it's this large ledger, and it's a public ledger. You can see where every Bitcoin is at every moment, who has, well, I mean, you don't see who because they're just addresses rather than names, but you can see where every Bitcoin is, where it's gone, where it's come from, and it's open to anybody who's interested in it, although there's not much information really that you could be interested in to glean from it. So the last couple of weeks, I saw it start to move with much higher volume and much more quickly than I was used to. I mean, I was excited when it broke the $20 mark, and I had been in for about 3 months at the time, and I was like, woo, it went from $12 to $20. And then in March, when they started talking about direct confiscation of bank accounts in Cyprus, it just exploded. Like over the weekend, I would go to sleep and wake up and be like, wow, my Bitcoin is worth $800 more than when I went to bed. I sold out yesterday. I put in about, like I said, somewhere between $1,200, $1,300, and total I walked away with about $10,000. People talk about Bitcoin being hacked, and as I was watching, you know, the media at large try to wrap their mind around the story that I'd been following already for, you know, 6 months. People are like, "Well, there, you know, this exchange got hacked, and this wallet site got hacked, and people hack and steal your Bitcoin." And it's definitely possible to steal Bitcoin in that sense. But the technology itself has never been broken, and the potential for breaking the technology the scenarios are far-fetched in any way that could meaningly break the actual underlying peer-to-peer Bitcoin network. As far as long-term storage of wealth, I would never keep money in an exchange. The only person that you should ever really trust with your money is yourself.